Have you ever been in a pub when you have a conversation and you do hypotheticals, don't you? So one of the hypotheticals that you do is, if you won the lottery, what would you spend the money on? And yeah, would they give it to charity? Would they buy a nice car? Would they buy a new house? The other question that you get asked is, if you only had months to live, what would you do with your time? That's a really interesting question. And actually, that's the question that I was faced with this morning.
Simon is here live on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. You posted that video just after what happened.
Yes, basically, I was admitted to hospital, oh gosh, months ago now, and I'd just been told that I had terminal brain cancer. And that was my natural response to receiving that news. The post was put up probably about 10 minutes after receiving that news. And yeah.
Goodness. Why did you think I've got to put this on Facebook?
To be honest, I'd posted a video up previously because I'd been admitted to hospital, letting friends and family know that I was in hospital and this is what was going on. And kind of, I received the news, and straight away I was like, wow, this is huge. I need to let people know. And I guess the underlying message I wanted to give, certainly friends and family, was, okay, this is horrendous news, but you know what? I'm okay. I'm positive. You know, I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to be okay. Kind of, don't worry about me. And that was the underlying message, really.
Were you not, though, in a bit of a daze? Because I remember my dad, when he got diagnosed with terminal cancer, he said he just couldn't take it in. And I mean, we're talking back a few years ago, so you probably didn't have the opportunity to put it on Facebook. But were you not even like thinking, I just can't believe what I've just heard?
For the first couple of minutes, it's a little bit like watching a movie. It's almost like it's happening to someone else, because you see these kind of things in movies and on TV, and you always think, oh gosh, that would be horrible. What would I do in that situation? And I was in that situation. I'd just been told that you've got 3 to 6 months to live. So for the first couple of minutes, it was a little bit surreal. But then something clicked in my brain, and I thought, right, I've got a decision to make. I can either kind of curl up in a ball and be devastated and, you know, kind of be a mess and kind of fall apart, or I can choose to say, okay, this is the diagnosis I've been given. There's nothing I can do to change what's happening. This is happening. So I'm going to choose to be positive about this, put a positive spin on it, and kind of make the most of the time I've got left.
And then, did you even sort of ring close family and friends before you put the video out?
Yes,
you
yeah. Did, yeah. Before the post, my wife was with me in the room.
Yeah.
When we got the news, and then I told my parents, rang my brother, and then the post went up.
And what was the reaction?
The reaction was amazing, actually. It was really surprising, because I genuinely thought it would be friends and family that are on Facebook would see it. But it kind of spiraled into a viral thing, and before you know it, I think it's up to about 7,800 views, the diagnosis video
Yeah.
that I put up. And all of a sudden, people from across the county, the country, the world started getting in contact with me. Many of them just sort of talking about how they felt it was really inspirational for them in their situations. And then also, I've had people who have had similar diagnosis, or have had family members that have had similar diagnosis, just saying how encouraging it was that there was someone talking about this issue kind of quite openly and freely. Because there is a lot of advice out there. There's some amazing charities that give advice, but of course, and they've got their pamphlets, and it's all very politically correct. Whereas for me, I was like, I'm going to go through this. I'm going to be honest and tell you how I feel.
And how much did that response help you?
Oh, hugely. I mean, I had no intention of kind of carrying on these videos for a very long time. I thought, I'll just put out some videos, let people know what's going on. But it's got to the point now where, if I don't post up a video within 2 or 3 days, I get bombarded with messages either saying, Simon, are you still alive? Are you okay? What's going on?
So you've
can
got
we
like
have
a
some more
following
videos?
Of people,
So
some
there
who
are.
don't even know you now.
Most of my followers I don't know. I've never met in my life.
And are they people who are going through the same as you as well, in some cases?
A whole host. It's really strange. So I've got people. Some people that are going through similar things, but some people that just find it inspirational and kind of say, look, every morning I wake up, and if there's a new video, I can't start my day without watching a video.
And does that help you keep going?
Is absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, my job is inspirational speaking. To be fair, before I had the diagnosis, my role was to work with school teachers in enabling them to deal with children with challenging behaviour. So a lot of what I taught teachers was about positive mental attitude. It's dealing with challenging situations in a classroom is all about your attitude. So I was forced to follow my own advice, really. And I thought, do you know what, if I don't have a positive attitude in this, thousands of teachers are going to look at me and go, hang on, you said that you had to be positive. So actually, it's kind of, I'm having to follow my own advice, but demonstrate that it actually works.
I suppose after telling people closest to you, it might be just easy to put a message out, because otherwise you've got to ring, you've got to text, you've got to have that conversation, that awful conversation, over and over again.
Absolutely.
Was that part of it as well?
Yeah,
that you just
absolutely.
Thought, you know what, I'm just going to tell everybody now.
Yeah, if I just tell everyone now, put it out on a video, people can know. And you know, the world of social media is building every day. It's getting bigger and bigger, so I knew that people would find out very, very quickly and word would get around.
What messages have you got that have touched you the most?
I think there was one girl who actually messaged me when I was still in hospital. And she said that she suffered from anxiety, and so she said, you know, some mornings it was a real struggle for her combating this anxiety, and she felt, you know, just watching the videos of me being able to get up every day and face this kind of terminal diagnosis and be positive, for her, she said that had really encouraged her and helped her, that when she woke up, you know, not that it in any way got rid of her anxiety and she was cured, but actually it helped her mindset to, you know, live each day to the maximum and kind of overcome those obstacles.
And in that video, you posed the question, what would you do?
What would you do?
Have you had the answer?
No. This is the thing. I mean, it's really interesting, because I think everyone has these ideas of, you know, you're given 3 months to live. Well, what would you do?
This was back in November, we should say.
This was way back in November, yeah. And again, you know, people come up with, I'd travel the world, or I'd rob a bank, or, yeah, all these kind of weird and wonderful ideas that people have. But genuinely, I think the biggest thing that I've found is that actually when it's real and it's actually happening to you, all those things don't matter. You know, actually, for me, you know, it would be great to see the Grand Canyon, for example. Brilliant. But actually, I go out to America, I see the Grand Canyon, and then I come back. Do I feel any better? No. Has it enriched my life? No. And actually, would I rather spend that time with friends and family and kind of with loved ones and just... And I found, actually, the thing I like the most is to go into town and have coffee with friends.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm really enjoying doing. Not these big, exciting experiences, because actually, what does that mean? I don't think it means anything.
I mean, that is... You know what's coming, and you can't do anything about it. And I suppose just the people that you've got a lot of time for, and now you've got all these other people you don't even know that you're sort of helping out as well.
Exactly.
I mean, you presumably are pretty busy doing all this, are you?
Yeah, it's becoming kind of certainly a part-time job, looking at Facebook and answering people and stuff. But it's great, because it's keeping me sane. Because I think the biggest thing they don't tell you is when you get a terminal diagnosis, so I'm not allowed to drive anymore, I can't work, it's actually really boring. There's a lot of time sat around. I mean, I feel really healthy at the moment, so I'm taking a lot of medication. But there's
I was going to say, you look
there's a lot
great
of,
as well.
There's a lot of kind of sitting around and kind of twiddling your thumbs and finding things to do. So actually, it's been a bit of a godsend, really, because...
Because I presume if you've got lots of time around, that's all you think about, is it? You also haven't got time to think about it,
no,
have you?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. So kind of getting on Facebook and replying to people and putting up the vlogs and all those kind of things, it's great, because it's actually keeping me busy, which I'm thankful for.
And looking back, I mean, because some people, I think when you just said it at the start, you know, putting it on within 10 minutes of the diagnosis, people would go, what, you know, don't you want to ring everybody? Actually, it's probably the best thing you did, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt. And again, a lot of people, I mean, my personality is naturally very upbeat and positive. And I know when I first put the video up, a lot of people were talking about, oh, you know, he hasn't come to terms with it. He's in denial of everything that's going on.